are sinful people. All of us. No one lives a perfect life. Only Jesus lived a perfect life. And because none of us live a perfect life, no matter how good we might think we are, because of this, God has made provision for us to turn to him, to commit, to turn to him, to admit where we've gone wrong, and receive his forgiveness, and then depend on his help as we seek to resist the many temptations that come our way. But there's a very big problem. Oh dear. And that is, we don't always confess specific sins to God. Why not? Perhaps we genuinely don't recognize something as being sinful. Or maybe we reframe or excuse our sin as being part of our personality. Or we try to play down the seriousness of a particular sin by telling ourselves, it's not that big a deal. Although in reality, sin is always a very big deal. Or perhaps we love a certain sin so much that we don't really want to give it up. So why confess it if I want to hold on to it? Well, these could be some of the reasons why we live with unconfessed sin in our lives. And it stifles our experience of living life to the full. Unconfessed sin steals our joy. It robs us of peace of mind. It deadens our spirit. And it hinders our devotion to God. In the Old Testament, there's an account of adultery and murder committed by the same person, by Israel's King David. And he tried to cover up his actions and live life as if these things had never happened. Eventually, his sin was brought out into the open when someone came along and tackled him about it. David then describes in Psalms 32 and 51 how his wrongdoing had affected him. Listen to what he says in Psalm 32, verses 3-5. When I kept silent, in other words, when I didn't confess my sin, when I kept silent, my bones became brittle and for my groaning all day long, for day and night, your hand, he's speaking to God, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was drained as in the summer's heat. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not conceal my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you took away the guilt of my sin. Wow. Let's ask ourselves if unconfessed sin might be one of the reasons that we're not living life to the full. We're not enjoying this Zoe life that is within us if we are followers of Jesus. If we are living with unconfessed sin, let's do what the psalmist did. Admit it and quit it. And the result? He takes the guilt away. What a wonderful response. He takes it away. No longer guilty before him. No more condemnation before God. Because we've confessed our sin and we want to turn from it. So the third then and final thing that stifles our experience of living life to the full: misplaced priorities. We live in a fast-paced technological world where many things compete for our attention. We have deadlines to meet, exams to sit, relationships to enjoy, kids to raise, emails to send, phones to answer, church to attend, Bibles to study, prayers to offer. There's just so much to do. In the words of author Charles Hummel, have you ever wished for a 30-hour day? These are actually the opening words of his booklet, The Tyranny of the Urgent. And in it, he observes that we live in constant tension between the urgent, on the one hand, and the important, on the other. Urgent refers to those things that demand our attention now. They may not be particularly important things, but they demand our attention now. While important are those things that have eternal significance. And Hummel maintains that we're in great danger of letting the urgent crowd out the important. As a result, we end up with misplaced priorities. And along with faulty thinking and unconfessed sin, misplaced priorities can stifle our experience of living life to the full. There's a story in Luke's Gospel in the New Testament about two sisters whom Jesus and his disciples visited. Let's read it. It's Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And it's referring to Jesus and his disciples, and it says this: while they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. And she came up and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand." The Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her."